You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Now, there's a secret side of Wisconsin, a whole smorgasbord of places to see, stuff to do, things to eat and experience that maybe, even if you've been living here or visiting for a really long time, you just haven't come across or heard of before. Our next guest shares some of those unique discoveries in their new book, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. What is a well-kept secret in your neck of the woods? Maybe a business that the locals know about, a restaurant, cultural location, place where something weird happened once. Is there something you take out-of-towners to all the time? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Tom Manis and Christy Flick Manis are freelance travel writers based in Eau Claire. They run the website smalltownplussize.com. Their new book is called Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. Christy and Tom, thanks a lot for coming up to the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Now, you're travel writers. You do stuff around the world. But in your own backyard here in Wisconsin, you like to seek out cool and wonderful stuff. Christy, let's start with you. Could you talk about the philosophy, the kind of things you're trying to find?
We just look for stuff you don't find on Google search. We like to get out. We don't like to warm a couch. We like to be on the go all the time. And we're always just looking for unique things.
And Tom, it occurs to me reading your book that, you know, a lot of times when I travel, yeah, I'll do the big tourist site that you got to go. The things I remember are the little stuff that I hadn't heard of before I got there. Is that what you find in Wisconsin and around the world?
Oh, exactly. Usually what we found is that the things we look forward to, we often get disappointed with. But it's those things that we unexpectedly find on back roads, two-lane highways, no matter where we're at in the world, that we talk about forever, and those make the best memories.
What is your secret, Christy, to finding these things? Because the key here is there's stuff that not everybody knows about, and they don't come out upon that web search.
I think just talking to locals, just finding things that are unique that nobody really knows about.
Tom, how do you strike up that conversation?
You just ask.
Well, do you say, hey, I'm a travel writer, and, or you just like, you're at a restaurant and you just start talking?
Oh, we just start talking. I mean, we'll you know, start talking to someone and say, hey, what's there something unique, something fun to do that maybe not everybody knows about in your area?
And listen to people. Go to the local grocery store and just listen to what people are talking about. That we're famous for that all over the world. We always hit the local grocery store and just chit-chat with people.
Now, with the book now, Secret Wisconsin, Christy, was the problem, okay, how are we going to find enough stuff to fill the book? Or was the problem, we've got so much stuff we could get into the book, how do we narrow it down?
It was hard to narrow down. We had way more than we could have ever used, and we had to narrow it down to 84 items. And that was really hard. So already we're thinking, oh, we're going to have to make another one.
A sequel?
Yes.
Excellent. Why 84? That's a pretty specific number.
That is what our publisher gave us.
That seems random. Okay, but cool.
It is random.
It is.
We are talking about the new book, Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. Tom Manis, Christy Flick Manis are here with me. They're the authors. Do you have this in your part of the state, that cool local thing? You can join in at 800-642-1234. Flip it around. When you are a traveler, do you look for these things off the beaten path? Do you talk to local people about what you should see, whether you're traveling in Wisconsin or on the other side of the planet? Join in at 800-642-1234. Tell us what you found. I want to give a listen. There's a little bit of overlap between your book and our show. We are kindred spirits, I guess. Mm-hmm. What the first thing in your book, actually, is this sign on top of a house by Mitchell Airport there in Milwaukee. The sign says, and you can see this from a plane sometimes, welcome to Cleveland. I talked to Mark Gubin about why he did this. Here's a listen.
Oh, it was 1978, and I was up there, I think it was a Wednesday, and my secretary and I were having lunch up there, and we watched these planes come over, and I'm on the final approach for runway 19 for Mitchell Field, and their flaps were 45 degrees and the wheels were down, and it was sounded like the end of the world. And I thought, well, they can all see us here in the roof too. And my secretary said we should put a big welcome sign, welcome to Milwaukee. And I thought, well, no, why don't we put something else there, like welcome to Cleveland, because such a hard world out there, people need to smile a little bit.
That was your lead story in the book. Tom, tell us a little more about the welcome to Cleveland sign, again, in Milwaukee.
Well, first of all, we love quirky. And so we thought this would be the first one that would really set the tone for the book. Our son is a licensed drone pilot. He does work for NASA projects and so forth in different countries around the world and also in the U.S. So the best way to get that picture was to send him, or we took him with us and to send him up with this drone. So, but that is one item that we just, when we knew immediately that had to go in the book.
That's only in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That you would see something like that. But now it's in Australia, too.
Oh, somebody, yeah, that's right. Somebody's going to copy it in Perth or something like that. Yeah. Now, here's one that I hadn't heard of. I've heard of House on the Rock, right? That's too famous to be in your book. I had not heard of Rock in the House. I got to say, Rock in the House. I laughed out loud as I was reading this one. Tell us a little bit about that one, Christy.
Well, it's a house where a rock, a gigantic rock, has rolled into it. The people were living there at the time, and the people moved out and just left it. And everything is still in the house. You can walk into the house. There's a little parking lot there. It's open to the public. There's nobody there. And it's definitely worth a stop.
And this is by Fountain City, was it?
It is. It's in Fountain City.
Now, everybody be careful if you do check it out. This is, you mentioned earlier, Christy, there are, animals can get in and
out. There are all kinds of animals living in it. The medicine is still in the medicine cabinet. The bed is still made. Everything is identical. Nobody has touched anything.
And I'm thinking, and you mentioned this in the book, I'd be looking at where that rock came from to see if another one's going to follow it down.
Yes. Yes.
Let's bring out a caller now at 800-642-1234. Heather is with us in River Falls. Heather, hello.
Good afternoon. Hi. My husband and I traveled Turkey this spring, and we went to a place on the Mediterranean. The owner of the hotel we were staying at, by the way, Turkey is extremely underrated. Go, 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 go. You mentioned this little town during the war with Greece. The entire population picked up and moved over to the Greek side. We were trying to find that. Ended up on this little teeny tiny road down to a cove where there was this island with ruins on it. We're like, well, that's really cool. Saw a couple of these guys in a shack smoking hookah. We asked them about the island. They said, oh, well, we'll take you out there for 500 lira, which was like 20 bucks. Let's go.
Heather, I got you. Thanks for the call. Not great connection there, but Heather and her husband went on a back road, met some people, discovered some cool stuff that they hadn't expected. Is that something you do? Oh, it sounds like that's something you'd certainly do, Tom, when you travel.
Oh, absolutely. That's how you do it. You just get out and go. When we travel, we don't have a plan. We have no agenda. Whatever direction we feel like going at the moment, that's where we go. And that's how you find things. You just take the small roads and you, with a question of, I wonder what's back here.
We don't even really Google or look anything up before we go. We just go. And we do that wherever we are in the world. If we're going to Europe, we will just rent a car with no plan and just get our car and just take off.
Now, my worry would be, oh, I've spent all this money to get to this place, or I only have X number of days or whatever, and maybe with my sense of adventure, I end up at a shopping mall. That's not very exciting. Are you just really lucky, or do you have a sense for how to find the cool stuff?
The first thing we do is get out of the city and head to the country.
You'll find it. there are days where you're just in beautiful scenery, beautiful, country, just with landscapes. And, there are times when you just come across things that are not planned, and this is the highlight of the day and could be the highlight of the trip.
We're talking to Eau Claire-based travel writers Christy Flick-Manis and Tom Manis about their new book. It's called Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions for our guests about how to find cool stuff wherever you travel? do you do what they do when you go someplace new, either here in the state or around the world? Do you try to find those things? Do you talk to the locals and see what they recommend you do? Do you want to highlight something in your neighborhood, in your community here in Wisconsin? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our talk with travel writers Tom Manis and Christy Flick Manis from Eau Claire. Their new book is called Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you have a favorite local site, someplace you take people to from out of town that nobody else knows about, 800-642-1234. I want to give a listen now. Again, we talked to somebody you highlight in the book. This is Ron Berger from the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill in Durand. Now, he was doing some renovation work and found this huge 1885 circus advertisement. Here's a listen to Ron.
Where I cut in is a perfectly located buffalo piece charging at me when I opened up the laughing plaster, complete with snort coming out the nostrils. So it's kind of an interesting type of thing. But, you know, that wasn't so surprising. I think, you know, because the first take was, it was just a green kind of a paper that I seen the first place where I ended up cutting a buffalo's tail off. But it ended up being a grassy plain behind a buffalo. But it was the same color, so there wasn't no artwork on that right there when I initially pulled. But once I started pulling plaster off and laugh, there, you know, it revealed a Native American riding behind a buffalo, and then the buffalo horn and the head and all that stuff. And then on the bottom, Russell & Morgan Printing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio, on the bottom.
This one got some attention. How did you two find out, Tom, about this mural?
It's only about 20 minutes from us, and I don't remember how we found out about it, but we had to see it.
Yeah.
Because it was a temporary poster that the circus workers would put up, and it was only supposed to last for 2 months. And it's 55 feet long by 9 feet tall. So how in the world did this temporary circus poster last for over 100 years? So we had to see it. And it was originally... when they put it on the wall, it's a lithograph, but when they put it on the wall, it faced the river, so the boats coming down could see it.
Oh, yeah. Cool. That's a great story. I love that one. Let's go back to our callers now. Lanny is with us in Ashland. Lanny, hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. You have a cool thing to share with us.
I got a couple cool things. I live in northern Wisconsin, way up here by Lake Superior, and there's a community called Ulu. O-U-L-U-O, and it's a Finnish community, but actually a bunch of hippies kind of moved in there. They all have farms in there, but the rock is out there on Highway 2, and it's about as big as a car, and people paint it all the time, and people always ask, said, what's Ulu? You know what I mean? It's pretty cool, you know? So a lot of people in Ulu, they say, well, you know, people in Ulu are smarter than the people in New York. They say, why is that? And they say, well, the people in Ulu know who New York is, but the people in New York don't know who Ulu is. No.
Lanny, thanks a lot for the call. You two were nodding along as he was talking about Ulu, Christy.
Yeah, we're real familiar with Ulu, and there's a glass-blowing place there that we enjoy going to.
And also we have some pottery and soup mugs from Barb's Jugs. I don't know if she's still in business. That was years ago. But Ulu is a cool community.
Lanny, thanks a lot for sharing that at 800-642-1234. Okay, now within my first few days of moving to Wisconsin, this is back in the early 90s, I encountered the annual cow chip throw in the Sauk City, Prairie du Sac area. This one, though, I hadn't heard about the annual cabbage chuck in Shiocton.
I hadn't heard of that either, and it just caught my eye. I heard about it and thought, well, right away I thought coleslaw. And fish fries. Coleslaw goes with fish fries, so truly it's something Wisconsin.
Sure.
And it's a festival they have every year, and they chuck cabbage.
Now, I didn't, when I've been to the cow chip throw, I have not signed up to throw. Did either of you try throwing the cabbage, though?
We didn't.
No.
We didn't. We are not chuckers.
I will say, cow chips, it's amazing how far people could throw them. What kind of distances were you seeing? Was it pretty impressive with the cabbage?
Some people were impressive. And I think that happened again, was it last weekend or this weekend was the festival?
Oh, no kidding. I didn't check the dates. Yeah.
And that's also, they make sauerkraut in that town.
Right.
They're one of the biggest producers of sauerkraut.
Oh, that makes sense with the cabbage then. Now, here's one. I've never been to Don's TV and Repair Shop. There's some secrets behind this one.
That's fairly new.
Okay.
I'm thinking maybe 2 years.
Seems about 2 years, right? And when you go in, well, first of all, on the outside it is really cool because who repairs TVs anymore? But he has the old signs out front and then the newspaper covering the windows, you know, of Don's TV Repair. But when you go in the door, there is just a little room, and it has a counter and an old 7-Up glass bottle soda machine. And so you have to hit it right to get the right words so they'll let you in. But once you're in, though, it's all 80s.
It's, you know, I grew up in the 80s. Mm-hmm. I graduated in 85. So to me, this was the greatest thing ever to go back and see all the things from that era in a little restaurant that nobody knew about.
Right. So that's the secret. This is in Milwaukee, I should mention.
Yes.
It functions like an old-fashioned Prohibition-era speakeasy, right? But with a 1980s design?
Yes. Yes.
It's dark inside, and they have TVs going, and you have, you know, the old telephones and shows.
They're playing VHS tapes from the 80s on VCRs. It's such a throwback. It's a great place to take kids.
But you have to know the secret code phrase.
You do.
What do I ask for? Oh, I pulled it up in your book here. I have to ask for
ice cold 7-Up.
Ice cold 7-Up.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's just and I shouldn't bring my broke TV there, right?
No.
Well, it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Let's go back to our callers. Margaret is with us in Minneapolis. Margaret, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you that a couple of years ago, I flew into Milwaukee to visit some friends. And on the other side of the TSA check-in area in the Milwaukee airport is a big sign that says recombobulation area. Because you have been discombobulated by TSA, and now you get recombobulated.
I love that. And I think they sell T-shirts and stuff now for the recombobulation area. There's a blog and stuff, too, if I'm not mistaken. I love that, because I've never seen that in another airport. That is another weirdly unique Wisconsin thing.
Mm-hmm. It is, definitely.
Thanks a lot for sharing that one, Margaret. We are talking to Tom and Christy Flickmanis. Their new book is Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. Well, I've got a big list. You've got a huge list in the book. I'll ask each of you to just throw me a cool one that you might recommend people check out. Let's start with you, Christy.
Friday morning fish fry.
Friday morning?
In the morning.
Fish fry.
Starting at 8 a.m. You can get your fish fry.
Where is that?
And that's in Kenosha at a bakery, Oliver's Bakery. And they've been doing this for...
Well over 40 years. The current owner has owned it for 40 years, and she has no idea when the tradition started,
really?
But she just carried it on.
And people line up Friday morning to get their fish fry.
Fish and shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get the fish and shrimp breakfast?
We did.
It was really good.
It's okay. Only fish and shrimp. They don't have the sides. But
but it's a bakery.
It's amazing. Yes.
I could get donuts with my fish.
You could get a Persian and a fish.
Even a Kringle. It's an old-fashioned bakery. That are going, you know, the kind that are going away. And she actually makes her own buttercream homemade there. It's a good bakery.
That sounds fantastic. Okay, now, Tom, you can volunteer one here. I know it's hard to choose from all 84.
There are so many. I would say maybe Croker Curl in Altoona. And everybody says, Croker what?
Yeah.
So it's a cross between.
Oh, yeah. I saw this in the book. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a cross between curling and the Canadian board game, Crokinole. So you have a sheet of ice that's about, I believe it's around 45 feet and in circumference, and you have metal poles around the middle hole that you slide small curling stones into, you know, different rings for different scores. And then if you make it into the bucket, then it's 20 points. So the Altoona Parks and Recreation, they wanted something to do during COVID to get people outside and get active. And so they found this online on a Canadian, Facebook group. and they implemented it, and it's a lot of fun. But I would say that, I mean, there's so many, we could go forever.
Yeah, the circular curling, basically, instead of on a track.
Right, yeah. Right. It's a small circumference, right.
All right, now, just a minute or so left. What are your next travel plans?
Well, we're going to Iowa next week.
Okay.
See, I don't sound... Now,
some people might say, oh, Iowa, that's not exciting, but you're going to find something cool, I imagine.
We probably will.
We just got back from Indiana about a week and a half ago.
Did you find anything cool there? I drive often through that little northwest corner to get to Michigan. I don't stop in Indiana much. What should I find there?
We actually did find some unique things. There's a place that raises pigs, mm-hmm. and their pigs have apartments.
Okay.
They have couches and TVs and...
Toys.
Yes. Pig toys. It was a little strange, but... They really had apartments.
And the reason is because pigs have feelings.
That's the motto there?
Kind of, I believe.
Well, it was a sanctuary, and the pigs were adopted by people when there was that period when people wanted to have pigs as pets.
Yeah.
And so they were used to living in homes. So the sanctuary had to make homes for the pigs.
Awesome. Well, that's a great example of the kind of thing we could find. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Been talking to Christy Flick-Manis and Tom Manis from Eau Claire. They are travel writers. Their new book is called Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. You can follow their website, smalltownplussize.com. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network.